Beginning current daf, Masechta Shavuos daf test. Begin on the top of the Amid, where the Gemara continued the discussion with the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara was explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, that was speaking about the halacha of Yedias HaTumah, and regarding what does the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim and Yom Kippur atone for, and what does the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz atone for. So the Mishnah was quoted as saying that if there was no Yediyah in the beginning, the person didn't know either that he was Tameh or that this was the Mikdash, and then he went and he defiled the Mikdash or the Kodesh, and then he had a Yediyah Basayf, at the end, he realized, oh my, I was tummy, and this was the Mikdash. That's what says the Mishnah is the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, together with Yom Kippur, is Mechapa. And that the Gemara asks, or the Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, which the Gemara quotes later on, if you test some obeys, the Amma that he says, Im bo yediyah b'tchila, even if there was no awareness in the beginning, but v'yesh bo yediyah b'sayf, and there is, however, an awareness at the end that he was tummy, and that he had gone into the Mikdash or touched something that was Kodesh, Bar carbon who, that he is liable for a carbon. The Gemara there explains that according to Bishmol, you do not need, as we had assumed the patona from the Lacha, the Mishnah, a Yediyah B'Tchila, and a Yediyah B'Seif to be chayav in the carbon El B'Yared. He holds, even if there was no Yediyah B'Tchila, but just that you find it afterwards, like a regular shaggy person only realizes, oh my, I did that aver, that sin. Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is a liability of a carbon El B'Yared. So that is, as we had established in previous Dafim, the Gemara assumes if you're chayv a carbon oil b'yared, obviously that's not what any other carbon in Kippur is atoning for. If there's a liability you have, that's what you have to bring. So then we're back to the question, Sar HaNasa B'Chutz Amayim Mechaper, according to Bishmol, what does the Sar that's done outside in the Azara, what does that atone for? The Mishnah explained that atones for a case of when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and there's Yediyah B'Seif. Because the Mishnah, the Tan the Mishnah, explains that for that there's no chayv carbon oil b'yared. But according to Bishmol, that for that there is a chiv carbon el b'yared, then what is the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz atoning for? Says the Gemara, according to Bishmol, it's al she'im b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'seif. It's regarding a situation where the person didn't know before or after he did this lapse of awareness and never knew about it at all. Regarding that sin, that's what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz is atoning for. Ask the Gemara, hi, that situation, Siri HaRegalim, Messir Rosh Chodashim Mechapren. For that, the Mishnah already explained the he-goats that are brought in every Yom Tov and that's brought in every Rish Chodesh, that they atone for when there's no idea B'Tchila or B'Seif. How can you say that's what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz atones for? So it's the Gemara, yeah, Sovel HaKremer, Rabbi Shmuel holds the Gremer. Nomadi says, Kol HaSeirim Kaparas and Shav, as we explained in the opening Mishnah, that all the Seirim that's brought on Rish Chodesh, that's brought on the Mi'adim, that's brought on the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz Yom Kippurim, they all have the same atonement. Al Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, regarding a Tumah that applies to the Mikdash Ukadashav, so why do we need them all to do the same thing, is the difference would be regarding Tumah that happens between one and the other. Between every Rish Chodesh, between Yom Kippur, between the next Yom Tov, all they are atoning for the same things. And that's for a case when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or Yediyah B'Seif. And that, according to Bishmol, is what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz atones for. And that is the Gemara. But elo lamai hilchase iske shchitzin lepnimi. But then, according to this interpretation, for what purpose does the pasuk, as we explained in the previous daf, the pasuk equates the two of them, where it says in the pasuk v'sor chatos echad molvat chatos kippurim. It equates the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz and Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. If we're not coming to, as we learned in the Mishnah, compare it to the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim, which is, as we said, that has in it a yediyah. As we said, the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim is when there was a Yediyah B'Tchila, but no Yediyah B'Seif. So the Mishnah had explained that's what's comparing Sar HaNasa B'Chutz to say it's the same idea, just the flip, which is when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there is a Yediyah B'Seif. That's what the Mishnah had explained. But according to Bishmol, that's not what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz is coming to atone for. It's rather when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Seif, like Rish Chodesh and Regalim. So then why does the pasuk equate the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz and the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim? So it's a Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it would be to tell you the following idea. Ma panimi, just like the sar that's done inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Eina mechapa pesha averus, it doesn't atone for any other sins. Rather, only regarding Tumas Mikdash HaKodeshim, as the Braisa taught in the Zion Mabez, which the Gemara explained that Braisa on the Avches, only for Mikdash HaKodeshim, Avchitzin Eina mechapa pesha averus, it's teaching the same idea, that also the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, although there's no Yediyah there, but it's only going to atone for Tumas Mikdash HaKodeshim. That's the idea we learned in the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. A Mishnah said, like we just mentioned this in passing before, regarding if someone was Tameh and he had come in contact with Kodesh or the Mikdash, and he didn't know before it happened, he didn't know even after that it happened, regarding those situations, those sins, Si'ibri Regalim, B'Si'ibri Shadosh Mechapin Dibri B'Yudibu, says it's regarding that, that the he-goat that's brought in every Yom Tiv and that's brought in every Shchaydish, it's that that it atones for, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara asks, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he says that all the other karbanas, they atone for situations when there's no Yediyah, not in the beginning and not at the end, except for that of Yom Kippurim, which we explained the Saranas Befnim is one situation, Saranas Bechutz, different situation. But all other karbanas that we bring in every Yom Tov and every Shchaydish, it atones when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Saif. What's the reason? Where does Rabbi Yehuda know this from? Says Gemara Amakra, the pasuk says in Bamidbar as follows: says, "V'seir izim echad lechatas l'Hashem, and one he goat as a sin offering should be brought for Hashem." And that's in the pasuk of Rish Chaydish, the karban chatas that's brought every Rish Chaydish, the sar the Rish Chaydish. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? What does it mean chatas l'Hashem? It doesn't say that elsewhere. It tells you ched she'ein makir bo el l'Hashem. We're talking about a sin that only Hashem knows. No one else recognizes. It's this that this Tsar of the Rish Chaydish is going to atone for, which is when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, no Yediyah B'Saif. No one ever knew about this sin besides Hashem. So that's the source for the Tsar Rish Chaydish. We'll explain where we know Tsar Regalim. But that's where we know that there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Saif. However, on this interpretation, the Gemara asks, that's what you're learning here from the word Lashem, that because only Hashem knows about it. Ask the Gemara, but that word Lashem needs for a different drasha, for that which Rish Lakish said. Because Amr Rish Lakish, he said, he asked this question. He said, what's the difference by the Higod of the Rish Chaydish? Shenemah by Lashem, that it says for Lashem. So, on that he says, because Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Seir Zeh, this Higod that's brought on Rish Chaydish, which is the renewal of the new month when the moon renews itself, its rebirth, Yehi kapara should be an atonement to appease the consciousness of the moon. Al shemi atati yaserech, because I diminished the moon, which is in the beginning of Maisa Bereishis, where there was a mar shnei ma'oris agadim, there were the two great luminaries, the sun and the moon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished the moon and made it the mar akotin, which is brought here on the side and the Gilyan, that this is a secret of the secrets of Kabbalah, and we don't understand it because kol kavudim asmal panima. But this is what it's saying, is why it says Lashem, is because it's an atonement for Hashem. So how can we say that Lashem is coming to say for a situation that only Hashem knows about, which is when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Saif regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, if seemingly the Sar Rish Chaydish is, so to speak, an atonement for Hashem for having diminished the moon? Well, that says the Gemara, Im Kain, if it was only coming to teach this teaching of Reb Shimon ben Lakish, then lay makro al Hashem. Then it should have said it's a sar on Hashem, meaning it's to atone for Hashem. My lashem, what does it mean to Hashem? Look at the one, like we said, which is that because only Hashem knows about it. So the Gemara says, then the emakula lahachirudasa. Then maybe say that's the only thing it's teaching. Maybe we couldn't learn that Rish Lakish is learning. It's saying lashem, which is this teaching of what Rabbi Hud is saying, which is that only Hashem knows about it. How do we know Rish Lakish is teaching from here? Says the Gemara, "Im came, because if that would be the case, Nemekra Chatas Hashem, then we should say it's the Chatas Hashem that only he knows about it. My Lashem, which besides two Hashem, could also be read as four Hashem. Shem Minatarti, that's where it teaches both ideas, from the fact that it uses this unique wording of Lashem, teaches that it's four Hashem, and it's also two Hashem, only Hashem knows about it, because it's Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, where Ad Yediyah B'Tchila B'Saif, and it's also for this Kabbalistic idea of a kapara for Hashem, because it was Mamayit, the Yarech, which is the beginning of the new month on Rish Chaydish. But the Gemara asks, v'nechaper nami afilu b'shar averus. But if this is the source of the halacha, then why is it only atoning for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, that has no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Saif, where, yeah, only Hashem knows? Why any sin that no one knows? Because the pasuk is ambiguous in the way it says. It just says that Lashem, when it's only Hashem knows about it. So where do we know it's only Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim? Any sin that a person never knew about should be atoned for by the Tsar of Rish Chaydish. So the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, was taught in the Brayis of Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel the following teaching. Hayil v'zeh bo bezman kavua, since this one, referring to the Tsar of Yom Kippurim, which is brought on the outside, Since it comes at a designated time, it comes once a year on the 10th of Tishrei and Yom Kippur. V'zebo bezman kavua. And so too, the one of Rosh Chodesh also comes in the designated time. It comes on Rosh Chodesh of every month. So we learn the following principle. Ma'zeh einu mechaper ela tumas mikdash kedashav. Just like the Sar HaNasa B'chutz only atones for regarding tumas mikdash kedashav, as we taught previously, because we compare the pasuk compares the chitzin to the panimi. So to that of Rosh Chodesh, which comes at a designated time, is also only atonement for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashim. And that's how we know, and what type? That's like we said, Hashem, that only Hashem knows, because there's, regarding the Tumas Mikdash Ukadashim, that there was no Yediyah, not Betchila, and not Besayf. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ashkechan Si Rosh Chodashim, we have the source for the Higod of Rosh Chodesh that's referring to the Tumas Mikdash Ukadashim that has no Yediyah, not in the beginning and not the end. But ask the Gemara, Sira Golem and Nolam. What do we know regarding the Sar, the Higod that's brought in every Yom Tov, that's also for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim that has no Yedi B'tchila or B'saif? Says the Gemara, V'chitem, and if you're going to say, what do you mean, Hanamik Kedutan Rebbe Shmuel? That this, we could also learn that the way we just quoted from the Brayse of Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, like we said, since this comes at a designated time, so to this one comes at a designated time, so we could either learn from Rosh Chodesh, which comes at a designated time, or from Mikipurim, that of a chutz, which comes at a designated time. And so too, a regal, a yom tov, also comes at a designated time. To tell you that it's on Mikdash HaKadashah. That says Gemara, no, ikal mefrach, you could ask. You can't learn from either one of those. Because even the Rosh Chodesh, if you think to learn from Rosh Chodesh, no, shekein tadr. Rosh Chodesh is constant. It's every month. There, that's something that there's a constant atonement for. Therefore, it atones for Tumas Mikdash HaKadashah that has no yediyah. In contrast to regalim, which is not so common, who said that we have that atonement? And if you're going to try learning from Mikipur, where there's an abundance of atonement on Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur atones for all types of sins, as we with all the different types of kabbalas and vidurim that are said, in contrast to regalim, even though it says over the lechaper, but who would say that the atonement is for something that is a sin of karis, which is what Tumas Mikdash Kedashim is? Maybe it atones for something less than. How do you know it's mechaper and Tumas Mikdash Kedashim? You can't learn from Rosh Chodesh and you can't learn from Mikipur. Which Gemara retorts, V'chitem, and if you're going to say, as a Ketim at Beis, what do you mean? Hagar Minu Rosh Chodesh Min Yom Kippur B'le Bechinan. You're saying you can't learn that Regalim from Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Kaparas and Ruba. That does a lot of atonement, it's a day of atonement, so therefore it'll atone for something even of Kars. Who said the same thing is for Regalim? And that the Gemara says, what do you mean? You said you learned that Rosh Chodesh from Kippurim. That was what Tana Rebbe Shmuel said, and he didn't ask a question. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kaparas and Ruba like Yom Kippur. And that's not difficult, because Hasam over the Rosh Chodesh Kapar Michtav Ksiva. It says there in the Parashim Bamidbar Chav Ches, it says atonement in the pasuk. There it says Lachatas Lashem, which the pasuk tells you that the atonement is for a sin which is unknown, which is said only Hashem knows. Now the only thing is that we said, but then as the Gemara asked it as a question, but it sounds like all types of sins which are unknown for that Rosh Chodesh should be mechaper. That was what the Tanya Rishmal had said. It's something just to reflect and to reveal, which is that we learn of Yom Kippurim, that no, it does not atone for everything that's unknown, only for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashim, it's a miyut. So therefore you can't ask, how can you learn from Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim is Kaparasa Meruba. To the contrary, we're not learning that any atonement from Yom Kippurim. To the contrary, we're actually learning a miyut, we're just diminishing, and we're making it less what we know from Yom Kippurim. So that you could do, because Rosh Chodesh itself mentions the atonement of an unknown sin. But again, we're just qualifying it based on that of Yom Kippurim. Aval Hacho, but over here, for example, by the Seir HaRegalim, where it doesn't say explicitly regarding its atonement what it atones for. Meaning, it does say in the Pasuk L'chaper, but it doesn't say for what. Now you're coming to learn now from Yom Kippurim that it should atone for Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh, which is a sin of Karas. I could say, Kula Musla Garmini, you can't learn out the whole thing, what it atoned for from Yom Kippurim. Because like we said, you could ask, Mali Yom Kippurim Shekei Merubu Kaparasei. So who said it'll atone for the same things as Mikdash HaKadashim? To the contrary, Rosh Chodesh was even more than Mikdash HaKadashim, was going to atone for any unknown sin. So he diminished it by learning from Yom Kippurim. But to learn that Tumas Mikdash HaKadashim from Yom Kippurim, how could you do that? And therefore, that's the question, where do we know Sira Golem that it atones for Tumas Mikdash HaKadashim? So El Rav says the Gemara could Amr B'chama B'chanina. It says in the pasuk, it could have said in the pasuk sa'ir, but in all the psukim that's going through all the times when you bring a sa'ir lachaper, it says vis sa'ir. There's an extra vav that it connects and adds on to the earlier parsha to make a hekesh, to compare it, to equate it to the previous parsha. So just like he says in a different context, says the Gemara Hachanami Sar V'Sar here too also, it says, instead of Sar, it says V'Sar, to make a hekesh. And what's the hekesh? The iskish siri regalim l'siri resh chadashim, we make a hekesh from this Sar that's brought on every Yom Tiv, which it says Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, goes for all the different things, Yom Tivim, and we learn not that of Yom Tivim from that of Rosh Chodesh, which Rosh Chodesh already knows, as we said, from the binyan of from Kippurim. That's what's taught in Tan Baby Shmuel, which it refers to Mishmik Kedush Kedusha. And something that's learned out, meaning Rish Chaydish, from Binyan Av, could then go ahead and teach to Siri Haragalim through a Hekesh. Because as Rashi explains, anything that's learned out from one of the Yud Gimel Midas, any way that the Torah is expounded, it itself, that it learned it from one of the 13 attributes, could go ahead and now teach it to another context, even though it doesn't say it in it itself, which it learned from something else, except something which learned out from somewhere else through a hekesh, it cannot go ahead now in the laws of kachim go ahead and teach something else also in a hekesh, as the Gemara explains in Zvachim Daf Mem Tesem Beis. But here it's not learned out from a hekesh. Rish Chodesh learned out from a binyan av. We say just like that's kavua and here it's kavua, there it's mikdash kedushim here also. Now the Rish Chodesh, we know that through a binyan av we can learn that regalim, which says nirid and it says above, adding, equating regalim to Rish Chodesh to tell you masi Rish Chodeshim. Just like the Sar Rish Chodesh only atones for the Tumas Mikdash Kedashim that does not have a Yediyah, not in the beginning and not at the end, of Siri Regalim, so too the He Goats that are brought on the Yom Tovim, is only for that which has no awareness, not in the beginning and not at the end. That's the source for Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha, that the Siri Shadashim and Siri Regalim are for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim that doesn't have a Yediyah, B'tchilo, or B'saif. The following question, however. Kiyam Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said regarding the Se'ir Rish Chodashim and Me'adim, that he said, Al-She'im B'yadiyah Le'betchil Le'besayif, it's only if there was no awareness that he was Tameh or that this was the Mikdash before or nor after. Hanami Le'bechet She'in Seifet Livada? Is that only regarding a sin which he's never going to know? He didn't know and he's not going to know. So regarding that is what the Se'ir Rish Chodashim and Regalim atones for. Regarding a sin that he ultimately will find out. For example, let's say other people saw that he was Tamei and that he went to the Mikdash. So he doesn't know, but people saw, so he's going to end up finding out. Do we really look at it like it's that which ultimately will have Yediyah at the end? And therefore, and therefore that would be like the case of when there's no Yediyah B'tchila, but there is Yediyah B'Seif, which we said that the Sar that's done on the outside, that's what according to Yehuda atones for it. I didn't know. I feel a chetcha sefer levada. Even a sin which ultimately he will find out. But right now, this is a sin that he does not recognize it. El Hashem, Karina, by rather we call it as a sin that only Hashem recognizes, which the Sa'ar of Rish Chodesh and of Avirugalim would atone for. So it's like, more Tashma coming here, the Tanya, it's explicit Braisa. The Braisa says, Ashim b'yadiyah loy b'tchil v'loy b'sayif, which is the classical case we're talking about, when there's no awareness, not in the beginning or the end. V'chet shesayif v'livada. Or even regarding a sin which ultimately he will find out, but he doesn't know yet. Now he doesn't have yadiyah, not b'tchil or b'sayif. That, si'iri hergolem, si'iri shchadashim, mechapim, devri b'yudi, clearly says that even for that, the he-goats of the Yom Tovim and Rish Chodesh will atone for. That was how Rabbi Yehuda holds. But the Mishnah quoted Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. He says, Si'iri ha-regalim achabim, what you described, no yidi b'tchila or b'saif, the he-goats of the Yom Tovim, they atone for that. Avaloi si'iri Rish Chodashim achul, but he disagreed regarding the he-goat of Rish Chodesh. To the contrary, he actually held that for Sar Rish Chodesh, it atones for a person that was tahar, but he was eating kachim that's tameh. Up until then, we were describing when the person is tameh, and the kachim is tahar, or the Beit HaMikdash is tahar. He says Rish Chodesh atones for when the person is tar, but he eats a carbon that's tummy. Now on that Amar Blaza, Amar Ishia, he says, my time in Bishim, what's the reason of Bishim? Where does he know this from? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Mayikra as follows, says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron and his sons, V'aisa nosin lachem, this was given to you, losses es avayna eder, to carry the sin of the assembly. Now, B'hai Kra, B'sar de Rish Chodesh, that Pasuk was referring to the Sar of Rish Chodesh, which is the Sar HaChatas, which it says in the Pasuk, Asher Darish Moshe, which Moshe Rabbeinu checked out, V'nisarif, and they found that it was burnt. Which that was referring to the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, which Moshe Rabbeinu is bothered. Why'd you burn it? The Sar of Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be eaten, and it's supposed to be eaten by you as an atonement for the Jewish people. Because this is actually referring to, there was three Seir, and there was three He-Goats that were brought on the day that the Mishkan was established, which is on the Shmini Lamalom. There was 7 days before the first of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The 7 days before were the 7 days preparing. And then the eighth day, which was the day of Rosh Chodesh, was called Shmini Lamalom. There was three Seirim. There was the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, like the Pasuk says in Shmais Mem, Be'echel HaChodesh, Tokem Es Mishkan Oil Med, on the first day of the month is when the Mishkan was going to be put up. So, like on every Rosh Chodesh, the Sar of Rosh Chodesh is brought. Then there was a Sar of the Nesiim. Every Nasi brought, which the first one was brought by Nachshon, for the Chanukah and Mizbeach, where it says in Bamid Bazayin, Seir Izim Echel HaChatas, every Nasi brought one Sar. Then there was a special sar for the Shmini Lamaluim, like it says in Yikar Tes, the Bnei Yisrael to Dabel Lamer, Kechus Sir Izum L'chatas. Now, out of those three Seirim, two of them were eaten, but the one in Rosh Chodesh was burnt, and the reason for this is taught in Teres Kainim, and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kafal from Mabez explains why that was, and that was where Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out what happened, why you burned this. This was this over Rosh Chodesh, you burnt it, you're supposed to eat it, and it's supposed to atone for the Jewish people. That's the words of the pasuk we're describing. Now, what does the Sar Rosh Chodesh atone for that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron and his sons? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds, the Yalof oven mitzitz. We make Gzeres Shavah where it says the word, it atones for sin over here. And it says the same word oven by the tzitz, by the head plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear. Nemekan oven, here it says oven. But Nemelahal, it says over there in Shemais, oven, which it says over there in Shemais Chavches, Venosa Aaron es Havayna Kaddishim, regarding the tzitz, says that he'll carry the sin of the Kaddishim. Malahal and Tumas Basar, just like over there by the tzitz, it only atones for Tumas Basar. I mean, the tzitz, the head plate, does not atone for a person that had Tumah in his body. Rather, it atones if the blood or the fats or the meat of the Karban Oila, which was sacrificed, that the meat was Tumah. That the tzitz atones for the Karban, that it prepares it to be considered accepted by Hashem, where then the owner does not have to bring a new Karban. So the tzitz is miratza on the tumah of the basar. Avkan, tumas basar, also it says the word oven, it atones for the one who ate basar of kachim that was tame, and he was tar. It was for tumas basar. That's how we know that Reb Shimon holds that the sar of Rosh Chodesh atoned for a tahar person that ate a carbon that's tame. On that, however, the question would be, but if you're learning out from the tzitz, ima lahal and oilin, just like over there, the tzitz does not atone for any sin. Rather, it's considered willingness regarding the korban that was brought up, although the meat was tummy, on that's what the tzitz is meratza for, then afkan oilin, maybe here also, here the situation of the sar Rosh Chodesh should only be create a willingness for the korban that was brought up, just like the tzitz, and what would be the purpose of having both of them have the same atonement, would be if, let's say, the tzitz broke. But the point we're trying to say is that maybe the Sar Rosh Chodesh should not atone, as Reb Shimon is saying, for the sin of the person who eats it, but rather for the carbon to be accepted. That says the Gemara, no, Avoin Ha'edikzim. The Pasuk here by the Sar Rosh Chodesh says, the sin of the assembly, which obviously it's atoning for the sin of the people, not of the carbon to be accepted. So they're both the same type of case. The person is tar and the meat is tameh, but they're doing different things. Tzitz and Meratza for the carbon, and the Sar Rosh Chodesh atones for the person who ate it when the meat was tummy. But the Gemara asks, Mechti, let's see. I think we had a similar line of questioning in the previous daf. Migmer Gamri Mehadadi. We learn that one from the other, as we said, through Gzeres Shavah. So if we're comparing the two of them, Nechabed Rosh Chodesh, let the carbon of the Sar Rosh Chodesh atone for both of them. Let it atone for Adidei, for its own, as you said, because it says Avoin Ha'edu, which is the people, the assembly, for a person who eats the tummy, the meat that's tummy, when he was tar. The Adetzitz, and should also atone for what the Tzitz does, which is to be Miratza, to appease for the carbon that's brought in a state of impurity. And the Nafkamin, the difference would be, Lehecha, the Nishbra Tzitz, when the Tzitz breaks, so it cannot be Miratza on the carbon, because usually the Kohen Gadol always has it. So it always atones. No, if the tzitz breaks, it cannot do that ritzui. Maybe that's what the Sar Rosh Chodesh will do for both of them. Unless it's a Gemara, no, because Amakra, the Pasuk says by the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, says Avin in the singular. Avin Echadu Naisei, the Sar Rosh Chodesh only carries one sin, which is that of the person. Vein Naisei Beis Avin, it does not carry two sins, that of the carbon. So the Gemara asked the question now the other way. So we make Gzeri Shava equating the two. So let the tzitz atone for its own, which is the reach of the carbon, and for that which Rosh Chodesh usually does, which is for the to be mechaper on the person who ate it, and nafkimin latuma de'ira bein zeh lazeh. And the difference would be, the ramification of that would be, between the Rosh Chodeshim. That the tzitz would be meratzi. We wouldn't have to wait till the next Rosh Chodesh, since the Gzeri Shava is equating the two of them. And that says the Gemara, no, Amakra Isa. The Pasuk says by the Sur of Rosh Chodesh, it says, Va'isa, and that said Moshe Rabbeinu to them, Nosen Lachem, Losses as Amayin Eid, was given to you to carry the sin of the assembly. What that teaches is, Isa Naisi Oven. It, meaning referring to the Sur of Rosh Chodesh, was given to you to carry the sin of the person who's tar, who eats the meat that's tummy. Ve'in Acheres Naisi Oven, but nothing else could carry that sin, and therefore that's an exclusion of the tzitz being Meratza on what the Sur of Rosh Chodesh does. Another approach, Rav Asham, he says, "Ksiv hacha oven ha'eda." It says here by the Sur of Rosh Chodesh, says what type of a sin is being atoned for? The sin of the assembly, which is eda v'loy kach, is for the assembly, for the people, and not for the carbon's reitzer. And so, Rav Asham says there by the tzitz, it says avayin kadoshim, the sin of the sacrificial karbonis, which tells you kachim v'loy eda, that it's only atoning for the carbon and not for the assembly, not for the people, meaning the extra hay by ha'eda and ha'kadoshim, the hay is saying this, which is being expounded as an exclusionary term, which each one is only for its own, either for the eda or for the kachim. So the Gemara continues and says, okay, ashkechan sirish chadoshim, the mechapri al tar she'achlas atamis. According to Reb Shimon, which again is different than what Reb Yehuda we had discussed previously, we know a source for where he holds that the sar of Rosh Chodesh atones for a person that's tahar that eats a carbon that's tummy. But Tzi'ira galam demechapi al she'im b'yadiyah le'betchil v'le'besayif menalam. Where does he know, in contrast to Behudi, which we explained previously, that the sar galam is for when there's tumas mikdash kedashim that had no yadiyah b'tchila and not b'sayif. Because again, Rabbi Yehuda had learned it out from a hekesh to Rosh Chodesh, where it said with a vav, visar. But according to Rabbi Shimon, actually, the sar Rosh Chodesh is not for when there's no yediyah b'tchil b'sayif regarding tumas mitzvah ukedashim, because he actually doesn't learn. He holds this actually when the person is tar eating meat that's tummy. So where does Reb Shimon know regarding sira galim? Says the Gemara, kadamer b'cham b'chanina, sar v'sar, where he's going to come along the same lines. Hachanami sar v'sar. Here also, it says when it's going through all the different kabbanas, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, it says, instead of saying sar, it says v'sar. Which, as we continue on top of Yerim and Aleph, the Iskish, Sira Golem, Sira Shchadashim. So he's coming through the same Hekish. That we compare the Sar of the Amitayim and the Sar of Shchadish, but differently. Masar de Shchadish b'milsa de Kodesh Mechabri, just like the Sar of Shchadish is atones for things relating to Tumah and Karbanis, albeit a Tahar person eating a Karbanis Tami. Av Sira Golem b'milsa de Kodesh Mechabri, so too the Sar of the Amitayim also will atone for Tumah relating to Kodeshim, albeit the person who's tummy, and the kachim was tar. Now, but then the question is, what do you mean? If you're comparing it to Rosh Chodesh, and Reb Shimon holds Rosh Chodesh is tahar that eats tummy, so the chitim and the chapra the Rosh Chodesh, so then if you're going to say, well, then let the atone for the same thing that Rosh Chodesh does, but that says the Gemara, no, hamina oisa, we just said before, it says in the context of the Sar Rosh Chodesh, it, oisa naisi oven, only the Sar Rosh Chodesh atones for a tahar person eating a tummy meat. No other one, including the Sar HaGolem that's being compared to, that cannot carry the same sin as the Sar Rosh Chodesh. But it still doesn't tell you clearly that it's going to be when there's no Yedi B'Tchilo B'Saif. So how do you know that's the case? So the Gemara continues, says, V'chitim, if you're going to say, Nechapra di Yom Kippurim, that it should atone for what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz does on Yom Kippurim, which is a case when there's no Yedi B'Tchilo, but there is Yedi B'Saif. And that's what the Gemara, no, you can't say that either. Because Arminan, as the Gemara tells us later on, it says, Achas Bashana, once a year, which Kaparazu Loi Teheya Ela Achas Bashana, that this atonement should only be once a year, nothing else can atone for what it atones for. Now, although actually that pasuk is by the Sar HaNasa Befnim, but as we said in the Mishnah, the Sar HaNasa Bechutz gets equated to all the lochas of Sar HaNasa Befnim. And just like Sar HaNasa Befnim is only once a year, Sar HaNasa Bechutz could also only be once a year. So Sira Golem cannot do what the Sar HaNasa Bechutz does. So it cannot do what the Rosh Chodesh one does. It cannot do what the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz does. So am I mechaper? So regarding what will it atone for? If you think it's going to atone for when you have a yadiyah in the beginning, a helam, and a yadiyah b'saif, that can't be either. Haibar karbonu, that a person has his own personal obligation of a karbonu el b'yarit. If you think it's for when he knew beforehand, but he never knew at the end. That already the Sarnas Befnim and Yom Kippur atones for, which it says Achas Beshana, nothing else will have the same atonement. If you think it's told my case when there is no Yedi in the beginning, but there is Yedi B'Saif, like we said already before, there it gets equated to Achas Bashana, that's a Saranas Machutz already tones for. So Sirigam cannot atone for that either. Concludes the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, Al Karchach, by default, by process of elimination, it must be, we know it's regarding something of Kaidish, because it gets equated on some level to Sar of Rish Chaydish, but it can't be exactly like Sar Rish Chaydish, because it says Isa and not the Regalim. So what's left is only when there's no idea, not Betchila and not Besaif, it's regarding that, according to Reb Shimon, that the Sar of the Regalim atones for.